8:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. It's that time of the year when you start talking about the awards, individual awards, as well as the Super Bowl picture and things of that nature. And you look at the year that's going on the year in the NFL. Some of these head coaches are having exceptional years. And I know John Harbaugh, many people believe this may be one of his finest hours, if not his finest hour. His name comes up, but if not Harbaugh, not Harbaugh. I mean, we bring up a lot what Mike Tomlin is doing. But I'd like to throw out another name, too. Why is it that Sean McDermott's name is not coming up from Buffalo?
I know.
His name's out there.
The season that he's having right now up in Buffalo.
McDermott.
How about Kyle Shanahan?
Yep, Kyle Shanahan. I agree with Mike Tomlin, what he has done. Matt LaFleur. With the Packers, I'm sure, as a candidate. But Harbaugh,
no one in the NFC East.
Yeah, oh, no. Not even the clapper who has him in first place.
I'll give you another one. Sean Payton. He lost Drew Brees for a month.
Yeah, but the Saints were supposed to. For me, I can't.
He's 10-2.
I know, but the Saints were supposed to be good. I mean, they were my preseason pick to go to the Super Bowl. Most people had them winning the division again. To me, I when I look at Coach of the Year, I look for Big Turner. The 49ers were 4-12 last year.
I know.
4-12.
But if I would have told you that he would be without Drew Brees for over a month, what would you have thought their record would be now, 12 games in?
9-3 or something like that. You know,
I would have thought 9-3. I would have thought that. I wouldn't think they'd be 9-3.
No, they're a talented team. They have a good defense. They got the best receiver in football. I mean, that's...
I'm just saying, I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought. I would have thought maybe... You know, 7 wins tops.
Yeah, no, Bridgewater. I think Teddy's like the best backup in football right now. He did a good job, and that's a talented team. It's the difference is like Drew Brees. Look, he's going to dance into the Hall of Fame, obviously. But I think Lamar would impact all Ravens much more than Drew Brees would impact the Saints if they want to lose him.
I feel like Harbaugh absolutely deserves legitimate consideration for Coach of the Year. I mean, his previous best chance came in his rookie year in 2008 when he had Joe Flacco, rookie quarterback, rookie coach, went 11-5, went to the AFC Championship, but lost out to another rookie head coach, Brian Billick's brother-in-law, Mike Smith, who also had a rookie quarterback, Matt Ryan, who also went 11-5 after they just won 4 games the previous year. I don't know if they went to the championship game or not. But I thought John got overlooked then. And look at his resume now. No team has produced a better resume than the Ravens. They have victories over 2 of the top 3 teams record-wise in both the AFC and NFC. The only team to beat New England and San Francisco this year. He's the 4th longest tenured coach in the NFL, now in his 12th season. I think a lot of people just take him for granted.
Absolutely they do. Here?
Yep.
You know, it's funny. It's like everything else. You take people for granted, like, you know, your husband, your wife, your best friend, your family. People view them differently. It's the same with, you know, athletes and coaches. In your own city, they definitely take him for granted. I mean, people, you know, and then they call you homer if you support him. The guy, when they were talking about his firing last year, he would have had a job before he hit the parking lot.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't.
He would have had his pick between the college and the pros.
Absolutely would.
He wanted to go to
college. And keep in mind, people thought, you know, the Ravens in the preseason, they were going to be the bottom, maybe 3rd or 4th in this division. I'm looking just now. The Sporting News had them 8-8. They're just ahead of the Bengals.
What idiot would pick the Ravens to go 8-8?
The one that's sitting across from me.
Sitting clarify across
that?
From me?
It's from me.
I don't
from
remember
me.
You doing that, Rob.
The one don't sitting across from me had them 8-8.
There's no
like
TV
that,
in here.
Rob.
Clarify that.
Yeah, that would be Jerry. That would be Jerry. You know, it's funny. They're 3-1 against first place teams this year. Now, if you count the fact that Seattle is now in first place, they're 4-1. They weren't in first place at the time the Ravens played them. But now they're in first place. So 3-1 at the against teams who were in first place at the time, 4-1 against first place teams.
Yeah, and the way they have won on the road this year, they just have 1 road loss. I mean, and that came against a very good Kansas City team. It's hard to argue that John Harbaugh doesn't deserve legitimate consideration for Coach of the Year. But you ask him about it, it's the same thing with the MVP. That would be the answer today if you ask him about it. That's not his concern.
I don't care.
Doesn't care. But it's true. You deserve consideration as much as anyone in the National Football League right now with the way this team has gone and the injuries that they have suffered, too. Let's not forget the guys they lost defensively throughout the year and during the offseason. Terrell Suggs and C.J. Mosley leave, you wonder about the defense.
Mm-hmm.
They plug in some guys, but they lose some guys too, like Pernell McPhee, Deshaun Elliott, Tavon Young.
My friend Ralph, who's a Bears fan, said the OC should be coach of the year. Hey, Ralph, you just find yourself a quarterback. That's it.
Yeah. Worry about Matt Nagy and Mitch
Only people
Trubisky.
With a quarterback can be in this conversation.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.